Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Adam?
You are.
Hi, Adam. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here at Local Splash that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going?
It's going great, my man. How about yours?
Day's going well. No complaints. Thank you for asking. You know, happy Tuesday to kind of start things off here. I know you were speaking with Para. She is one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have your company showing up on the front page of Google?
Most definitely.
Perfect. Now, she brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you, but before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
Well, I do got a couple questions. Is because I use Google Ads as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work sort of like Google Ads, or does it take the place of Google Ads, or...
Well, this is a bit different than Google Ads. So Google Ads is going to get you found outside of your local area in any city, town, or zip code that you would like to provide your services in, of course. But what we're offering is the spot right below that. This way, if you're running your own Google Ads, you would show up on two spots of the front page rather than just one. We're calling about the local map section into the local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. But you would be found as the top recommended option in that section. That way calls would be able to come directly to you. And as you know, with the ad section, those are paid positions. So every time your ad spend is clicked through, if it does get clicked through, you'll rotate off until the next day, until the time you want your ad to run. With this section right below that is the map section, where it's not a rotating position. You're always going to be found there as a top recommended option for calls to come directly to you if they choose to contact you from that position. Does that kind of make sense and clarify for you?
Yep, it does.
So, and that position is a bit more affordable than Google Ads, because obviously the Google Ads, you're pay-per-click with Google Ads. But with the map section, it's one flat fixed rate each and every month. You never have to worry about call per click, call per anything like that. It's one flat rate each and every month. And we make it very affordable, especially since you already have that website that's built, thebabyguardfence.com. So basically, what I'd be able to do is reduce the cost by a bit more than 50% from what we originally charged. You have the website built and you're already utilizing your own Google Ads. Normally, without any of the discounts, it runs at a $4.99 value with a $2.99 programming fee. With the discount implemented, Adam, I'd be able to reduce that down to $1.99 flat. And that would be out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with that price point. There's no other surcharges, and the setup fee would be waived entirely. Basically, yes. And everything that's going to include for you is going to be complete Google local optimization setup. Like I said, we get you found inside of your local area's top recommended options, so calls are able to call you directly when they choose to. In addition to that, what we're also going to be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. And can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. So, and then also, along with the search engine directory, along with the search engines, we would also be placing you into a directory submission. This is mainly to help your ranking. So we place you in 60 online directories that are very popular in your area, but Google indexes these directories on a day-to-day basis in order to help you rank on the front page. So you're going to be placed on like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you would be the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their locations always change whenever they're traveling. So what we do is mobily optimize your company. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone out there, Android, and any kind of tablet or iPad. So when it comes to your online exposure, Adam, we literally cover all of your bases for your company. Okay, now, I do have a quick question for you, though. I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, of course, but how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
One or two.
Okay, well, I mean, the reason I do ask that question to begin with is because I did type in one of the keywords that you do offer. I typed in pool fencing services, and it shows me all the searches that were conducted in the last 30 days in the McKinney area, but I also typed it into just 20-mile radius outside of the local area to see how many searches were conducted in that outside surrounding areas. But right here, it shows me in the last 30-day time frame, there's been 1,002 searches that were conducted. Now, because, you know, people are using their pool more, they want more safer on the little ones. But like I said, I'm not saying, I don't mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls for pool fencing jobs. That's not realistic whatsoever. But the goal for us over here, it is to place your company in front of a percentage of the searches that are being done. That is something that we can help you with. And the way that we go about doing that for you, Adam, is we go into each individual area and we program your company in front of those audiences where the searches are being conducted from. Once we program your company in front of those areas where those searches are being done, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing a search, of course. But also what we found out is that when the calls are coming directly to you by consumer need of a search offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer giving you that phone call. So it's just very important to be on that front page when they're doing that search, of course. And then also, we offer a targeted marketing. So I know the home base for you is in McKinney, but when it comes to servicing your clients, do you stay local for the most part? Or does it really just depend on the job and how far you decide to travel out?
It just really depends. I just went to, what is it, Breckenridge, Texas?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I enjoy traveling. That's no big deal.
Okay, wonderful.
I'm trying to build up my areas.
I hear you. Okay. Well, this would definitely help you. I mean, what we allow you to do is we let you hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. And the simple reason being that you know the areas around you that you like to work in, or the areas that you're targeting in, or the areas that may be a bit more profitable for you. So the goal for us over here is to program you into the areas that you like to work in, but also are areas that are making the most bang for your buck. That's why we do offer the services with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based. In order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward, though, it is up to us to provide results within that first 2-month time frame. But with all of the services that are included, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your company at a discounted rate, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that. But in order to make sure that we're representing properly, of course, what I would have to do here is just verify some information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 850 area code 264-1840, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
No, that's my cell phone.
Okay, what would be the best number that you would like your clients to reach you on?
The 469-617-7728.
I'm sorry, you said 469, and you kind of cut out on the last numbers.
Sorry, it's 469-617-7728.
All right, so I have 469-617-7728, and that's the number that you would like your clients to contact you?
Yeah, the 469-617-7728,
yeah. Yes, sir. All righty, perfect. Okay, and then also, Adam, now, we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 801 Stags Leap Drive. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
It's basically my home address.
Okay, so if it's a home address, we don't showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden, but what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area that you're located in, but not directions to where you live, of course. So that's going to be hidden online. And just to verify the zip code, though, I found it as 75071. Is that correct for McKinney?
Correct.
Okay. And then also, Adam, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Rudell, R-U-D-E-L-L.
Okay, thank you. And what would be the best email address to use for you or your company?
It's adam@babyguard.com.
Okay, simple enough. adam@babyguard.com. And then also, when it comes to your hours of operation for the business, how would you like them shown? Is it like a Monday through Friday deal? Do you operate it 7 days a week? How does that work?
I offer it Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week.
Okay, perfect. And then if it's 6 days a week, what are the hours of operation that you would like?
Monday through Friday is 9 to 5.
Uh-huh. All right, 9 to 5.
Yeah, Saturday is basically 9 to 3.
And Saturday, 9 to 3. Perfect. Okay. And then Sundays, you're closed, obviously. All righty. Yeah, I don't blame you. You need definitely one day for your sanity, especially if you're running a business.
Right.
And then also, Adam, absolutely. I agree with you 100% there. And then also, when you're finished with a job, are you able to accept all forms, like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how are you able to accept your payments from your clients?
All of the above.
All the above. Okay. All righty. And then, and if we would have to get a hold of you, Adam, in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What's the best way you prefer us to reach you?
Really, all of it works. I prefer a text message, probably.
A text message? Okay, absolutely. If that's the best way, we'll send you a text message. That way you know we're trying to get a hold of you, and then you can give us a call at your early when it's best convenient for you to do so. Okay, but what I'm doing for you, Adam, to make that easy on you, I'm sending you over two forms of contact. It's going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. It's going to be obviously an email form, but it's going to have two forms of contact. You have client support's number that's located right when you open the email with their extension. And then at the very bottom of the email, you'll have my phone number with my direct extension as well. That way, each and every time you try to call in, you'll reach a line each and every time, and we can make any change of insert adjustments that you need as needed. Okay, so give me 1 second here. I just want to make sure that it's sent over to you successfully. All right, Adam, it did show me that the email it should be sitting in your inbox. It shows me that the email sent over to you successfully. But the last thing that we need to do here, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and actually start the programming itself, that would be securing the listing at the discounted rate. In order to secure the listing today, Adam, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
For me to make a payment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, credit card.
Okay, now does the credit card have your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
Has both.
Okay. And then the card, normally they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Give me a minute. I'm kind of driving.
Oh, yeah. Take your time. Absolutely.
Tyler, there you go. Just got your email.
Yes, sir. And you do get everything in, everything else sent over to you in writing as well, like an invoice upon via transaction showing you that $190 came out of your account as well. So everything is completely transparent.
And I'm paying the $199 today, right?
Correct. And it would be locked in at that discounted rate. It would never change or go up on you at any point in time.
Now, my question is, what's the billing cycle?
It's a month-per-month basis with no contracts. Okay, so it'd be
right,
on the 26th of each oncoming month moving forward.
Okay, 26th of every month, basically?
Correct, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. So, you ready?
Whenever you are, yes, sir.
It's 5474.
Okay.
151513.
Okay.
1316.
Okay.
1637.
And the expiration month and year?
0727.
And the little code that's on the back?
365.
Okay. Now, we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Adam. So what that means is the card is coded out. But what I'm going to be doing right now is I'm going to be going verifying the information on the card just to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So it does start with a it's a MasterCard starting with a 5474-1513-1316-1737. And then I have
1637.
Oh, 1637. Okay, that's why I always verify. Okay, 1637 is the last four. And then I have July of 27 and 365.
Correct. And the name on the card, just see, my Adam is my, well, the name I go by. But my first name is what's on the card.
What's on the card? So I'll still call you, we'll still call you Adam, but for the account purposes.
It's Japheth, J-A, P as in Papa, H as in Horse, E as in Echo, G as in Tango, and then H as in Horse.
Okay, thank you. All righty. And then, so it's, and then the last name's Rudell, R-U-D-E-L-L, right?
Correct.
Okay, just making sure here, Adam. And then also, give me two more seconds here. Okay, and then what I'm doing right now is I'm gonna be putting together your package. Now the package, like I said, you're gonna get that sent over to you in writing as well. That way you can see all the services that are included. But what I'm gonna be doing right now is going over a 90-second voice verification as well, just going over the service agreement with Local Splash, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. It also outlined the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Local Splash is the name of the company?
Localsplash.com. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought you were Google.
We're a premier Google channel partner. So basically, Google will never reach out to the general public. They'll never call the mom and pop shops. They're going to call the bigger corporations that are out there, like their Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Nike. But when they have positions available for programming in the areas, they reach out to their channel partners. Now, if you want to verify that we are a premier channel partner with them, you can refer back to that email, scroll all the way down for me, and then if you see, you're going to see my Google credentials. Now, basically, if you click on that badge, it says Premier Google Channel Partner. If you click on that badge right there, it's a live link badge that will take you to a Google site. It says google.com/partner/agency, and that takes you to a page where we're on a Google site. We're hosted by Google. It says Local Splash, that we are a Premier Channel Partner. So it says we've met certain requirements to be a channel partner. And this proves to all of our clients that we work hand-in-hand with Google. If a company can show you this, that leads you to a live link badge that's Google.com, it proves to you that they're a legitimate company that works directly with Google. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But like I said, this is definitely going to be something that we do make you happy with. And like I said, you're going to be getting everything else sent over to you in writing as well. Okay, but now in hiring, no, let me see here. Let me go back to that page here. Now, now to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Japheth Adam Rudell, and I'm the owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today, Adam?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Adam, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you break that down?
Absolutely. So basically, in other words, what that question asks you is if another company gives you a call and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising to make sure they don't double pay for a service that we may already be providing for you over here, we just ask that you give us a call before moving forward with that other company if you decide to do so, so we can make sure you don't double pay for something.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account set up, that will be charged today's date. That's going to be July 26, 2022. It will be charged in very discounted, refundable amount of just $199. This is for a platinum package. When the term is completed, the agreement would renew the following month on the 26th, and it would renew in that same discounted amount of $199. That rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for the next month of service. Adam, we just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. All right. That does conclude the voice verification. Now, I am having my finance team run the $199. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email showing you that the $199 came out of your account. So give me 1 second here while I wait for that confirmation. Excuse me. And then what I'm also going to be doing for you, Adam, is setting you up for what we call a client interview. The client interview, that's going to be that's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. They're going to be going over the keyword content. They're going to be going over the service areas that we're going to be programming to work in. And we're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, so give me 1 second here while I wait for that confirmation. Okay, while I wait for the confirmation, I'm going to be setting you up for your client interview to kind of kill two birds with one stone. Now, I'm looking at their calendar right now. Oh. And it looks like, just give me 2 more seconds here. I can get you in today. I'm not sure what your schedule looks like. I know right now it's around it's around 12:41, right? Just about a quarter to one.
Yep, that's what it is now. Yes.
Okay. How does 3 o'clock this afternoon sound for you?
I can do 3 o'clock.
Okay. We do ask you block off an hour window for the call, Adam. It does typically take that long, but we do ask that you block off an hour window just in case, because it can take that long. There's just a lot of questions that you have for them or whatnot. But they're going to be contacting you. Would you like them to contact you on the 469 number or your cell phone?
Have them contact me on this number, the 850.
Okay, all right. Give me 2 seconds here. I'm going to be sending you over this calendar invite as well, letting you know that the client interview is going to be taking place. So give me 2 more seconds here while I get that sent over to you. All right, I had to reassign the package. Give me 1 more second here while I get that invoice sent over to you. Computers were running like it was Monday, like it's yesterday. It was running really slow yesterday. It's still running slow on me today. But so give me a few more seconds here. I appreciate it.
Are you sure it's not Monday?
No, it's my computer. It's just running a bit slow here. But I did get it all. Like I said, the invoice should be on its way in a few moments here. Because, yeah, they just got back to me. I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the local Splash team, Adam. The payment did go through at $199, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you. Now, I do need you for another minute or two. Are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yep.
Go ahead and pull up your emails. You should have an email sent over to us from the system showing you, it says, like, local slot initial invoice.
Wait for it to come through.
Yes, sir. Did you get a text? Perfect. Yep, local slot. All right, so go ahead and open the invoice for me. And you're gonna see about the fifth line down from the top. It says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." You see where it says that?
Yep.
All right. So click on that for me, and that's gonna take you to another page that says "Local Splash Terms of Experience" at the top. As you scroll down, you're gonna see the all the services included within the package. Now, if you scroll down a little bit further, you see where it says in bigger letters at the bottom, "Cancellation and Refunds." Okay, so that little checkbox that's right underneath it, you need to check that. It's just lets us know that all the information is accurate and correct. But once you, and then sign your name at the very bottom. Now, once you do that, Adam, that's gonna take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. It says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you confirm that signature. It's also going to lock you into that discounted rate of $199 moving forward. So let me know when you have that submitted, please. And then I can provide you with that other information. Yes, sir. And you would sign Japeth, not Adam, because that's how we put it in the system.
Well, I signed Japheth anyhow.
Oh, okay, understood. And your middle name is Adam, though?
Yep.
Okay.
Do not match.
Oh, you know what? Maybe try, I didn't change it in the complete settings to Japheth. Try typing in Adam Riddell with capitals.
Adam
use capitals
Riddell?
Because, yeah, use capital A and a capital R for your first and last name because it is capital sensitive. Perfect. Now, the username, that's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on. Area code first, that's going to be 850-264-1840. The password, that's going to be created for you and given to you today at 3 o'clock during the client interview. And then when you disconnect with my agents this afternoon after that phone interview is over, Adam, you're always able to customize it to whatever you want them to be, the username and password. That way nobody else knows what they are if you choose to do so. Okay, but they're going to be giving you a call today at 3 o'clock on this number, 850-264-1840. Okay, and then that signature, that just speeds up the client interview process a little bit quicker because, like I said, it can take up to an hour. But before you disconnect here, my agents give you a call this afternoon, Adam. I always like to double-check and verify if you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime in regards to services.
Not at the moment, I don't.
Okay, well, you have our contact information sitting in your inbox. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way during the services, feel free to call in. Like I said, we want to make sure this is working for you. Okay, but other than that, just wait for that call this afternoon at 3 o'clock your time. We'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you for your time, Adam. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, my man. Have a good one. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.